The window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet. And they whisper the word
revolution.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships flying off the coast. And they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind.
Revolution.
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar,
ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. More of your phone calls coming up. Judge Napolitano is scheduled to pop in later. He's on Fox News right now with some breaking thing. I've got this breaking news. It's a point I've been thinking about the last few days, but I've thought about it more and more and how important it is to illustrate things. So I'm going to be going over some new developments with all these federal and state reports written by the feds coming up after this quick break in the night. Yes, I know we have loaded phones, and we're going to be taking your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Frank, Dino, Rachel, Cheryl, Lisa, and others will be getting directly to your calls after this break. Don't forget, we're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., 4 hours straight, Central Standard Time. Then I come back Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. with an abbreviated Sunday show. And you can listen how you want, when you want, where you want on your MP3 or iPod device by going to Infowars.com and clicking the Listen page. And over 135,000 people a day download the free show right there and growing. So if you haven't subscribed, check it out. It's free.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, got 52 minutes left in this live Thursday transmission. I tell you, these days just go by like they're minutes now. How do you slow things down? It is the 16th day, of course, the day after tax day where you pay the private Federal Reserve. See, Americans, a lot of them think this is for the infrastructure. All the income tax goes to private offshore banks, always has. Now they're just massively increasing the amount of money that goes to them. For the pleasure of using our own money. It's a total bait-and-switch fraud, like everything else in this society. All right, here is the breaking news, and I'm going to your phone calls. National Security Watch, 60 right-wing terror plots foiled. Now, notice this is all coming out right at one time. When Dick Cheney wanted to come out in 2004 and say, there will guaranteed be a nuke attack by the time of the election. You must vote for George Bush. This is the publication he used to put that propaganda out. Okay. So National Security Watch, 60 right-wing terror plots foiled in the 10 years since the 95 Oklahoma City bombing killed 168 people. By the way, that was a federal bombing. We've proven that. Roughly 60 right-wing terrorist plots have been uncovered in the United States, according to an upcoming report by the Southern Poverty Law Center's Intelligence Project. In Oklahoma City, it was the Southern Poverty Law Center running the white supremacist compound. They didn't just infiltrate it, they ran the whole thing. And it turned out McVeigh was a government operative they set up. That's come out in declassified government documents. So a very nasty organization, to say the least. You know, they always catch firefighters setting fires. You know, it's that same thing. Or Department of Homeland Security groups that are, quote, anti-child molestation, it keeps turning out they're child molesters. Southern Poverty Law Center running the white supremacist operations. Kind of like we had the Bum Steer Award in Texas Monthly went to the FBI and back in the late 90s for creating fake Klan groups and trying to get them to carry out terror attacks. I mean, they don't just go out and find a Klan group and try to sting them. No. They try to get them to carry it out. The plots, all foiled by law enforcement, reportedly included violent plans by anti-government militia groups, racist skinhead organizations, and Ku Klux Klan members. And they even cite admitted staged events, by the way, to use various types of chemical bombs and other weapons. The plots demonstrate the Department of Homeland Security still needs to closely monitor right-wing groups, says Heidi Barrick. That was the lady that talked to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and said within hours, the alleged cop shooter, he visited Infowars.com. And then it's in the newspaper that the guy loved me. And then later the newspaper and everybody have to write other articles saying actually he was attacking Alex because Alex doesn't get into race. Hundreds and hundreds of sites he visited, including CNN and Fox. They've now released that. But they're me. Why? Because I exposed their game. That's why the Southern Poverty Law Center hates my guts. Hey, I'm sorry you founded a white supremacist organization that the police reported was planning to bomb OKC, and then we got the federal documents and had the lawyers on about that. I mean, I understand you're not too proud of what you're involved in, and it's kind of your business to claim you're fighting extremists, so, you know, needs to be a threat out there for you to exist. We understand. It's just we understand you're very sick, and we understand that we know that you know that we know that you're aware that we can bring you down. Because the kryptonite to bring down you, Mr. Bizarro, Southern Poverty Law Center, Bizarro's kryptonite is the fact that the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center and others have been caught over and over again running white supremacist groups and other groups as a pretext to violate the Bill of Rights Constitution, to point at the Nazis and others and then try to restrict the Internet and freedom of speech and other things. It's come out in mainstream news, London Guardian and others, that all the major German white supremacist groups that are firebombing Turks and others, killing them, turned out were German intelligence. We understand how you operate. We understand how you operate. Don't worry. We're on to you. Just like German intelligence, Andreas Strassmeier was your agent heading up Elohim City with McVeigh. German intelligence, and that's now come out. Oh, we're on to you, Mr. Dees. And so that's why your slander trying to connect me to these people isn't going to work. The plots demonstrate the Department of Homeland Security still needs to closely monitor right-wing groups, says Heidi Barrich with the Intelligence Project, which I have a copy of. They even have Lou Dobbs in here saying he's basically a white supremacist. Because he talks about the New World Order when they announce they're setting up a world government, he'll talk about it. So you stick him in here next to the Nazis. How many of these Nazi groups do you run, Southern Poverty Law Center? How many of these guys? Because I've been out to protest the Nazis in Austin, and I guarantee you that these aren't Nazis. And then they just caught them, last year in Miami and other areas? It was in the major newspapers. It was in the Orlando newspaper that the head of the white supremacist rally was FBI. I mean, my God, we're so tired of your Nazis. We're just really sick of you. Anyways, but see, that's a perfect way for you to hide, though. She is the anti-Nazi group. Oh, you people are sick. He goes on, the DHS report listed radical leftist groups such as the Animal Liberation Front and Earth Liberation Front, which have both involved numerous arson cases, but nonviolent right-wing militia and skinhead groups. And it's talking about how it's such a big deal that the DHS report has come out. Okay, let's stop right there, and that brings me to my next point. And I want Kurt Nimmo and Paul Watson listening right now. I need a big report from both of you on this from different angles, whatever your perspective is. But remember, we put out the flyer in the late 90s that the FBI was putting out with the FBI's phone number saying, those that make frequent references, in fact, punch it up on screen, just type in constitutional terrorist and it'll come up. And when we put that report out, then we got all these other internal state police reports, federal marshal reports that they sent us, where people that have organic gardens, people that protest animal testing, people that protest nuclear reactors, people that protest anything. It's turned out they're spying on bike riding groups that want more rights for people to have, you know, bike lanes, and anti-death penalty groups are being listed as terrorists with no violence in their past. And Michael Moore in Fahrenheit 9/11 shows, you know, a little peace group baking cookies, and they've got, you know, the police spying on them. And it came out Army intelligence was spying on us back in November at the end of the Fed protest, saying, watch out, the terrorists may attack you. Don't let them know you're military. And then the military leaked this to us because they're upset about it. But the media doesn't want to hype that part. They hype only certain parts of the reports because they want to make this a left-right thing. They want to announce, oh, all the Tea Party protesters are terrorists, and they're right-wingers. And then all the leftists go, oh, my God, well, I'm not with those right-wing Nazi terrorists. I must be for the bailout and the foreign banks taking over. See how they play those games. Now they've divided the public in half. And then remember that back under Bush, it was in Alabama, it was in Tennessee, libertarians and liberal groups, and you can Google those stories, libertarians listed in, you know, state police report, and you can pull those up where libertarians and liberals were being listed under Bush. But really what was happening, and I'm starting to think this is getting leaked on purpose in some cases, that I would actually get the full report, and it would have right-wing, left-wing, everybody in there. But when it was Bush, they would talk about, oh, it's Bush doesn't like the left wing and says they're terrorists. And then now that Obama's in, they're putting out reports saying basically everybody's a terrorist. But the reports that get the attention, because there's a bunch of these reports, and just in Missouri alone, there were dozens of them, the feds wrote and put out. But now we have the national reports. They're talking about the right wing and the returning troops and gun owners. So then everybody can protest and demonstrate, and the Republicans can act like they're anti-establishment and get all the anti-establishment support and soak it up under their control because they're controlled opposition. See, they want you inside the Republican or Democratic parties because they control both of those. And then when a Republican gets in power, the reports will be put out about how the Democrats are terrorists, and the Democrats will all feel radical and cutting edge, and, oh, the Democrats, I guess, are anti-establishment. Look, we're being listed. When meanwhile, I walked in this morning and had the idea to talk about this because I've been thinking about it the last few days, and I said, there's one of the original reports in 99 out of Phoenix, Arizona. Show them the back where it says, those that make references to the Constitution are terrorists, and then it lists right-wing and left-wing. It shows them all there. Yeah, zoom in on that. Common law, it says defenders of U.S. Constitution against federal government and U.N. super patriots, groups of individuals engaged in paramilitary training, they call that target shooting. It talks about black separatist, mixes that in with KKK. So they go after everybody here. Common law, movement participants, and it says, refuse to identify themselves, make numerous references to the U.S. Constitution. And it's just like people at these illegal checkpoints go, well, you're stopping all the cars. You don't have Fourth Amendment probable cause. They'll just beat you up now. These videos come out every week now. See, because the cops have been taught, oh, my God, I got a cop killing terrorists right here. He's saying that, you know, a checkpoint isn't American. Yeah, it's Nazi Germany. It's not freedom. Pull it back up because I want to show people. Then over there they've got single issue. And they say urban riot agitators. Those are usually cops. They just got caught in Denver last year, Denver Post. Cops attacking other cops and staged an event for the media to demonize the protesters. They've got these groups are going to use nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons. That lone individuals are terrorists. They've got animal rights. They're terrorists. It just goes on and on. And so they go after everybody here. That's what's really happening. So when we get back, we should a quick Google this morning. In minutes, they had this for me. All these other reports. And guess what? We got the PDF files code. This big report they're making a big deal out of that Obama just put out. It was originally written in 97. It just had the cops' killings in Pennsylvania added last week.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months. And it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Okay, this happens all the time. Judge Napolitano works for Fox. He's invited me on his show countless times. I'll be back on his show many times. He's going to be back on with us next week. He had to go on Fox today. No big deal, because I want to go to your phone calls and cover a bunch of other news and some breaking news we've got as well. But finishing up right now with the new information about all these federal reports demonizing American people. Don't you see the genius of it? By making it about right-wing extremists, it now intimidates anybody to think being against the corrupt banker bailout is right-wing and tied in with shooting people and dead cops and white supremacists. That's what the media is doing. Just totally ridiculous. And so it gets the whole focus off the bankers, the takeover, the collapsing economy, into let's look at the American people that criticize this. They're radical and dangerous and bad. You don't want to get on the list. Sit down and shut up. But it also seduces the left, who was against the secret police reports and being spied on under Bush, and they were doing it left-wing and right-wing and everybody in between, to like, yeah, we need to watch these people. They're dangerous. Just like the phony right-wing was all for secret police, secret torture, a million-plus dead Iraqis, all the things that happened in 8 years under Bush the Democrats went along with. So we Googled, well first off, if you go to the PDF file of this latest federal report that came out that's gotten all of the attention, the one that we called Sunday and confirmed was real. It was on a few websites, people going, is it real? I don't know. Well, I mean, I read it and said, oh, this is real. And then I called the feds and they admitted it was real. And we put the report out Sunday night and then it got big. But 1A-0257-09, classified for official use, unclassified or official use only. This report, I knew I'd read pieces of it in other reports. That's how I knew it was real. And then we called and confirmed it. And now the Homeland Security admits it and backs it up and says they support it on record. Because I'd read all of this back under Bush. And I didn't think to go Google and pull up those old reports. We've now done that today. But if you look at the file itself in the Adobe Acrobat Reader, but maybe you guys can punch this up on screen. This document was originally created in 2007 about the returning troops. And I've seen that in other documents. And the police are on record, you know, with these headlines. Military training police to deal with IEDs or exploding bombs on the sides of roads. So you can see that was created January 23rd, 2007. It was published at 1:32 p.m. And then it was modified April 7, 2009. They only added a few paragraphs in there. Okay? So this report came out under George Bush. People could say, well, we don't have the old report. Well, yeah, we do. Yes, we do. This is the Federal Bureau of Investigation Intelligence Assessment. This is the Federal Bureau of Intelligence Assessment, but they now have that as a subunit under Homeland Security here on the final page with the National Infrastructure Coordinating Center. You call one number, it's them. You call the other number, it's the FBI, as I did last Sunday night. And you see this right here. You see this right here? The Office of the Intelligence and Analysis Center Assessment, a division of the FBI. Well, what do we have here? From July 7, 2008. There's a whole bunch of these. These are all over the web. These have been out. We've always been covering these. Why did they decide to give it attention now? To polarize things left-right. And this basically says the same thing. Anybody who's pro-gun is basically a white supremacist, and the military is coming back, and they're going to kill everybody. And I knew I had read much of what was in the new report, which was, we now learn, old. So, again, this is what George Bush was putting out. And they're saying now, when we were talking to Napolitano, the breaking news, and who knows if this is going to come out right now, is that George Bush is about to release more Homeland Security documents, probably saying, oh, yes, I'm worried about right-wingers, too, to give Obama cover. Kind of like Bush Sr. came out and badmouthed the NRA that time and said he was getting rid of his membership. You know, they pile on against the American people from time to time. Now, here is the Council on Foreign Relations that really runs the policy of the government, 4,000, almost 5,000 members, militant extremists in the United States. And this is a report, April 21st, 2008. And it's types of domestic terrorism. Says the Southern Poverty Law Centers, who compiled it for them. And it's got left-wing and right-wing terrorism, right-wing domestic terrorism. See, so what's happened is everybody's focusing in on one little report. The entire American people are basically listed as terrorists in this. And if they announced it like that, we'd all come together and say, this is police state, this is Nazi Germany, we're against it. But if they only make it about one group, like Hitler did with the Jews, see, oh, it's just the conservatives. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Calls right now.
She don't want me. So that I need it, yeah.
I just want to add a final point. That previously people were called leaders or statesmen. And they were judged by, were they keeping the man, the tyrants off people's backs? Were they allowing property rights and freedom? And it wasn't a left-right debate. It was tyranny versus liberty. That was always the discussion. Till they gave us the false political paradigm so they could break down our society and control us. Politicians at the mid-level and higher level are there to lie and deceive and to continually trick the people into never getting control of their society again. They are there to keep the elites in power. They are there for the upper class to wage war against the middle class and the working class. And they write textbooks on it, and they brag about it all day, and that's why Rick Perry's coming out to be the Tea Party leader, and you know they want to make it Republican so that they can manage dissent and then play it off against the left. It's the two parties teamed up against the people. Two wings on the same bird of prey. Instead of looking at the wings all day, let's talk about the head, the beak, the guts of this thing, its mind, its eyes, what it believes, what this bird does. This is tyranny. This is a group of polycentric plutocrats financiers. This is what globalism is. They've now announced a bank of the world, a world government that will set your interest rates and the currency rates and that will set taxes worldwide and have an army and a global regulatory system through the IMF, the World Bank, the OECD, the Exim Bank, the World Trade Organization, The Hague in the Netherlands. It's here, and they're now announcing, we want a new world order. It's the banks that engineered the collapse ruling you with you paying a carbon tax to them. And that's why they've engineered the financial collapse by design. And they're bragging about it. And for decades, while they were building this, they said it didn't exist. And then exactly what we said they were going to unveil is what they've now unveiled. Because we were reading Trilateral Commission and CFR documents. I mean, the CFR came out last year and admitted they're doing chemtrail spraying, altering the atmosphere. Well, I don't need the CFR to tell me they're doing that. Suddenly, you look at the jet trails, they don't fade out in 30 seconds anymore. They hang there for hours and create whole cloud banks. And I interview the father of weather weapons, and, you know, we talk about all that. And then now they admit they're manipulating our atmosphere, but they say it's secret. Folks, what we know is off the chart crazy. Imagine what we don't know. People say, well, if just 10% of what Alex says is true, we're in deep trouble. Folks, it's 100% and then some. I mean, in every case, it turns out being worse than I first thought. Because truth is strange, ladies and gentlemen. And I go back to what I said earlier, and I keep bringing this up because it's one of the well-known cases. They took 4,000-plus U.S. foster children from the 40s to the early 60s, put them in radiation chambers to test radiation on them and killed them. Now, if 40 years ago, they had government people ready to assembly line kill kids, what are you doing trusting their vaccines? What are you doing trusting anything these criminals say? They're eugenicists. They believe in destroying economies. They want to hurt us. They believe we're living too well. They're Malthusian. They say they are. So I've made my point. We need to get it out that the Tea Parties aren't left-wing or right-wing. They're populist against the corrupt bankers. They're against crime. They're anti-corruption. That's what the bankers are, who are taking the crisis they've created and leveraging it into total control. And that these memos and documents are spying on mainline churches, mainline liberal groups, mainline conservative groups, libertarians. And that it's being done across the board. And that all the powers, the Patriot Act and the Military Commissions Act and the John Warner Defense Authorization and PDD 51, it's all being used against the American people. We told you that was what it was being set up for. The whole attack pattern, the whole architecture of the federalization of police, all of this was meant for the general public. They said it was. And I kept screaming bloody murder, and now they're unveiling it and conditioning you to get ready to have literal secret police on your street corners telling you what to do. And they got armies of them, CIA, FBI recruiting ads everywhere. They're tripling the size of the ground force of the CIA, turning them loose on the cities of America. We've got our own Stasi now. And all these other agencies and groups, I mean, but it doesn't intimidate me. It makes me want to fight back. It makes me go, you know what, you criminals, we're not going to let foreign bankers set up secret police and then intimidate us to shut up. We're going to take this country back and bring you to justice. And you know what, so this doesn't happen again in this country, we need to go ahead and arrest these people that have violated the law, even their servants. You need to have grand juries indict you. You need to send your ass to prison. Excuse my French there, because this isn't a game, folks. Putting congressmen they don't like on no-fly list, and they can't get off. And they got over 1,100,000 Americans on it. They've had federal marshals quit and say they're ordered to put innocent people on these. Now they're talking about if you haven't paid your taxes, they're going to turn your driver's license off. And they got scanners that are scanning your license plate, knowing if your insurance and your driver's license is up to date. You're like, oh, good, stop the illegal aliens. That's for you. That's for the American people. This system is coming out right now. All designed by the Pentagon. Okay, let's go ahead and take calls here. Let's talk to Rachel in California. You're on the air, Rachel. Hello, Rachel. Yes.
Hi. I just had one quick comment and then a question about Obama. My comment is, have you ever seen the movie Changeling with Angelina Jolie?
No, I'm not a big fan of her.
I'm not either, but that movie it's based on a true story. It's really good. John Malkovich is in it, and his character reminds me of you totally. And I just wanted to recommend that you see that movie because his
I mean, by not being a big fan of Angelina Jolie, I just not into, like, you know, video game remake movies and stuff.
No, it's a true story.
No. I know. I just wanted to be specific.
Oh, yeah.
I happen to know that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, I talked to two people in Hollywood, are all into this stuff. But I was told that 5 years ago, and then separately, I see her part of the CFR pushing all this, so it's really weird. But what is Changeling about?
It's about the chicken coop murders in California back in the 1930s, I believe, and the really corrupt LAPD, and it's right up your alley. it's a movie.
Interesting. Maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah. And my question about Obama is, you said a few months back something, I don't know the exact quote. I was wondering if you could tell me the exact quote, that he said something about older people shouldn't get, they're not supposed to get better, or there's something about health care, they're not supposed to, there's like, there's
let me think of the, there was a bunch of articles, let me think of the best one. Google, guys, Dr. Obama Bloomberg, and they have quotes in there by the guy he was going to have head up Health and Human Services, who's bought and paid for by the big insurance companies, but he's the liberal with left cover, so it's okay, the senator from the Dakotas, Tom Daschle, who then had to step down for not paying taxes and having free limos and things, you know, given to him as part of money laundering. And in his book, and he was the architect of the current bill, he said, look, if you're going blind, you're supposed to go blind. If you're old, you're supposed to die. And we want the British model of rationing. And so I pulled up Bloomberg that had the quotes. Says here's Daschle says, health care reform will not be pain-free. Services should be more accepting. Print it for me. I can't read it across the room with that small print. Print me that Bloomberg article, but also show them a headline from PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, so we can. That's what I love about this being TV too. I don't just read the headline; they can just boom, slap it up there, and you can read it. So, in the stimulus package, they got the socialized healthcare passed to federalize it, and so you're going to get like an aspirin for a heart attack, and you're going to get Prozac if your back's broken. I mean, this is what they do to the troops at the VA. Yeah, ruin your health with the Obama stimulus plan, Betsy McCauley. There was another one about Dr. Obama. Maybe that was the Wall Street Journal. But it says in there with their bioethicist boards that, yeah, I mean, I've seen Tony Blair on the House of Commons. I mean, it's not just in their documents. When he was prime minister in England, admit you have to wait 18 months for brain surgery for a tumor that's operable but kills you in 6 months. And they look at it and do an average, and if you're above 45, they just say, sorry, you're dead. And so the British, with money, fly over here. And so that's how it works. It's like having the worst HMO. It's like buying that insurance that doesn't work anywhere. And then it also has the federal computers telling the doctors what tests they can give. So it's the insurance companies running everything. And then their socialism will be taking all our tax money, giving it to private insurance companies to rape us. So there you have it. Does that answer your question, Rachel?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to let you go to the next caller. Thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Cheryl in Winnipeg. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. It's been about 3 weeks since I started listening to you, and I finally got the nerve to call you. I thought maybe you'd like a Canadian perspective on the world order. Perhaps
sure.
You guys should know what's going on over here.
The Queen publicly announced she rules Parliament. When Parliament didn't follow her orders, she activated the Governor General and completely rules everything.
Oh, whatever. Her head's on her money. I mean, there you go.
No, I know, but then the Canadians are in denial. They go, oh, no, she doesn't. I go, oh, here's Reuters where they're ruling you. Oh, I know, but we need to be ruled. I mean, it's, you know, the Queen's good. I like her. Anyways, go ahead.
Denial is way farther than that, sir. I'll give you an idea of where I live. Winnipeg is a really, really small place. We're the center of the country and the center of the continent. And here we have a level 5 virology lab and NORAD. in our city limits.
No, I know. So, they've already merged your military. People say Canada won't be taken over. Canada's already merged into NORTHCOM. The North American Union's already set up. November 24th, 2005, all publicly announced. The documents are all public, and public just sucks their thumb and giggles and gobbles more Prozac.
Well, it's because everything is just operating fine here. We don't have a big economic thing happening here. It's a little bit, but your president came here and told us we're doing okay. We're doing better than you guys, they say. So, but we have a division of the FBI on our streets. We have a division of the DEA on our streets.
You're already completely merged. It's total integration, and they got to integrate us with Mexico, so they got to collapse it first. They know the drug war is what's causing all the violence and death. They have a total gun ban down there, but their answer is keep the drug war going. We have double the cocaine, triple the heroin than we had 15 years ago, more people in prison than ever, total carnage, and their answer is keep prohibition going. It sure helped the mafia triple in size in the U.S. You're in prohibition. Well, keep it going forever. Forever. It's wonderful because they know the breakdown of society gives them more control.
Well, let me tell you, see, something that you've been saying as of recent has been bothering me, and we don't have a total gun ban. We have an Aboriginal population that is huge, and they have inherent rights to hold guns.
No, I wasn't saying you have a total gun ban. I said they registered your guns and then began, banning about half of them the next year. Germany first got them registered and then restricted and now is moving to ban. And in Australia, England has a total gun ban. So you're midway through the steps.
Well, they're frightened of our Aboriginal population, and which brings me to what you've been saying. You've been predicting that there'll be more terrorist acts in your country. I believe you've got the right operation, but the wrong country, sir. They've got to get Canadians on board with this thing, so pick your city, you know? And that's what I think. And the G20 a few weeks ago or last week when you were talking about it, what they're speaking about, I believe, is the weaponization of space. Because
well,
they're
that's
not
part
talking
of it.
About it anymore.
No, that's part of it, and I appreciate your call. They're also having another G20. They're already issuing the new global currency. It's just bank to bank. It's digital transfers, the quantitative easing. They admit there's already a global currency. And China and others, New York Times reported, are beginning to dump the dollar. And all we've got left is the dollar, folks. When it's gone, then the hyperinflation starts. Right now we're in a depression, but there's been 12.8 trillion. That's the entire GDP. Imagine if they gave 12.8 trillion. $8 trillion would have paid off all the mortgages in the country, not just bad mortgages, all the mortgages in the country paid off. $12.8 trillion went to offshore bankers. But notice you're not seeing inflation. You're seeing deflation. But then in a year, two, all the economists agree, then it's going to just explode. But right now they got to keep inflation down so that money has value for the private banking families to buy up real assets. And then when they're done, they're going to drop the hammer, and it is going to be devastating. Most people listening right now are middle class, will be destitute and poor for the rest of your lives, just like Iceland, just like Argentina, in the IMF and World Bank documents. The greatest form of bondage is just to make you totally poor. And then they'll put little liberal and conservative puppets up in front of you all day and get you all obsessed with that while they just keep just punching you, bragging about it. Let's go ahead and take another call. Lisa, you're on the air from Ohio. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller, and I'm kind of new at this game, but I live in the city of Cincinnati. And over the weekend and earlier in the week, we were having a problem with our broadcast stations being butted in on. And it wasn't the normal emergency broadcast system test. This happened to me Saturday night when I was watching the Ten Commandments, and a blue screen come up with a white circle in it, with a blue circle in the middle of that, and some numbers on it. Monday night, they interrupted the Cincinnati Reds game, and it went to a totally different TV show. And then the next day, the broadcasters for the Reds were talking about it on the radio and saying it won't happen on the radio, and Marty Brenneman and Morton said that, and he got interrupted.
Really, right when he was saying it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what's going on. Let me tell you, and I'll hold you over. This is very important. Before, they said in the 50s, okay, the Russians are going to nuke us. By law, there's these big, powerful shortwave stations, and then there'll be an AM and FM repeater, and during an emergency broadcast alert, one big station per city, everybody is ordered to then dial over to that of a nuke is hit or whatever. Then they said, oh, Amber Alert in 96, they kidnapped a girl. We got to put billboards up everywhere and be able to dial in with the EAS system. It's in all radio and TV at the transmitter site. Everything is wired, lastly, through it, and then with special transmitter couplers where it would take a day to even get a transmission out without it. So FEMA is in between all the radio, TV, cable, and the last line. And then they, because I've worked at stations, I remember I was at 1260 filling in for some local hosts there on top of my syndicated show. They were carrying my syndicated over there if they went to sports here in Austin. And I was talking to their engineer, and he was going, hey, look at this. They're telling us in the next few years, this is 4 years ago, they're going to start just taking government time whenever they want and overriding us, so it's coming.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens, while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in full.
You know, it's pretty simple.
And time keeps
the military low. Likes to take things over, run covert operations. They always take over countries they get big in. Private banks own them. NORCOM's in control of the U.S. Sunshine Project got declassified documents in 2000. Every major city has warehouses with helicopters with nerve gas and opiate knockout gases. This is mainstream news. This is Congress has this to spray the American people, and the non-lethal spray they were saying would kill like 10% of the cities because it'll cause fires, wrecks, and instantly knocks you out. So they got helicopters ready. I mean, these people are criminals, folks. That's why they're so arrogant. The only way this can be stopped is if the police and military wake up, and that's why they're the main threat in all these MIAC reports. That's why there will be a purge of you first. After they march you out to have war with us, then you're going to wake up, then they're going to kill you. And I know you're not going to listen until it happens, so have it your way, fine. You want to be slaves to foreign bankers? I mean, you want to happen when it happened in Russia? Then we're going to go back to Lisa in a minute. Last caller we have time for, but Burmese will be back live tonight, 9 to midnight. I may pop in again. My solar backup, a lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid. Here's a good way to do just that, a solar power generator. It's not controlled by FEMA or their EAS takeover system yet. They have their power source 1,800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster. Power source 1,800, power plant, high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity through its battery system. And the solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's the perfect for emergency backup in troubled times. Get off the grid, folks. MySolarBackup.com is a good way to start. MySolarBackup.com, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, MySolarBackup.com. And last but not least, before we go back to this final caller, Pepperspray.com, they have got the best prices on self-defense, folks. And if you're not going to get your daughter or wife a gun and training to protect themselves from all the crime that's expanding, at least get them a taser. And or at least get them a stun gun or some high-powered pepper spray. They got great prices. Pepperspray.com. Pepper spray of all kinds of strengths. Stun guns and tasers, animal repellents, home safety, personal alarms. 800-908-9988. 800-908-9988. That's pepperspray.com. 1-800-908-9988. Thanks to our sponsors also for making this show possible. We really appreciate them. We appreciate listeners continuing to spread the word about the show. That's how we continue to reach more and more people. Okay, Lisa, I could talk for 10 hours about this. They're now telling broadcasters, oh, the government's going to pop in with announcements from time to time. And it's, oh, there's a tornado coming with the locals. Or, oh, a girl in another state got kidnapped. An old woman's driving a black El Camino this year. You know, and you see billboards. You know, there's an Alzheimer's patient from Dallas. You see this in Austin driving down 290 right here. But then you suddenly see, oh, 1-800-REPORT-TERROR. Oh, 1-800-REPORT-GUNS. And then your carpet cleaner's at your house and sees a gun case and thinks they're illegal because, you know, they watch TV shows based in New York where guns are illegal. And then they call the cops on you. And the cops are, well, they're not illegal, but you got 10 guns. We're going to go ahead and arrest you. Oh, you resisted. Now you're charged with resisting. This is happening more and more. But all the police aren't evil, so they're trying. Lisa, does that answer your question?
Yeah, because some of our local morning radio hosts were concerned about it. And I guess they did a little digging and were told that some foreign countries were breaking in on our broadcast system.
Oh, my God, this is huge. Yeah, I saw a blurb.
Yeah.
It's not China. It's not Russia. They're trying to pass a bill for the feds to take over the Internet. And Senator Rockefeller said they want to get rid of the web. So they're claiming the power to kill the web. That's New York Times, to save it. And what town are you in Ohio?
Cincinnati.
I was thinking that during the break that they were going to say it was the Chinese or something, and that it wasn't EAS. Man, that's EAS. That's FEMA. All right. God bless you. Retransmission starts now. Infowars.com. Back tonight, 9 to midnight live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.